This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's going to be a big night for the nation's most fascinating political figure who does not live in Washington, D.C. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger delivers his second State of the State address. The governor's a Republican with a legislature dominated by Democrats. There's a huge budget deficit, $8 billion and increasing. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us now from Sacramento. Ina, the governor was elected on a promise to fix the state's economy and budget, and still there's this deficit.
What his administration is saying is that he righted the ship last year. He got things better than they were. The deficit is about half of what it was. And now this is the year that he wants to have real structural reform and solve California's persistent fiscal problems once and for all. He's going to propose something. He wants Democrats to support something called the California Performance Review. Not a very exciting title. It's about a 2,500-page document. But he says it will make state government more streamlined, more efficient. It will eliminate some agencies, consolidate some things, and make the state cheaper to run. He also wants to change the state employees' pension plan to something that's more like a 401k. The state unions made some good deals during flush times, and now the state's having trouble paying all those pensions. This is sure to rile some of the state employee unions and their allies in the Democratic caucus. And he says that he's going to be able to solve the state's fiscal problems without raising new taxes. He's quite adamant about that, but there are skeptics who say that there just aren't enough cuts to make.
There's also this political prospect, which seems so interesting. He's talking about redistricting the state, redrawing all the political lines in the state so that legislators would not have such guaranteed safe districts. That's quite a thing to be presenting to the legislators.
Yeah, there seems to be a conflict of interest as far as the governor is concerned with the lawmakers drawing their own districts. His complaint is that by drawing these very safe districts, safe meaning safe for Democrats or safe for Republicans, that tends to have the most extreme members of each party elected. That leads to polarization and gridlock in the legislature, and it locks out moderates like the governor. He'd like to have more people like him in the legislature.
But this is a prospect that he has to either get through the legislature or perhaps take to a referendum vote in the fall. I just wonder how this is going to affect his relations with the legislature in the coming months. You can't think that it would be very good for them.
Well, the governor has always used his popularity with the people to threaten the legislature, to get them to do what he wants by saying, if you don't give me what I want, I'm going to take it to the ballot, and the people who elected me, they'll give me what I want. And so he is considering, as an option, calling a special election for this fall. It could have all kinds of things on it that the legislature might not give him that he wants, like his reorganization of state government, like a cap on state spending, as well as this redistricting proposal. The thing that will make it a little harder for him is that now Democrats are prepared. There are liberal interest groups that have a whole bunch of initiatives of their own ready to go. So California voters could be facing their fourth election in 4 years with a very long ballot of very complicated and competing measures.
NPR's Ina Jaffe in Sacramento. Thank you, Ina.
You're welcome, Alex.